We're men. We're men in tights. Tights! Tights!
You know, I had a face for radio, and my mom told me that. I've told that 100 times, but I told it once. But yeah, nobody's ever told you had a voice for radio?
No.
It's time for another episode. Matter of fact, it's our season finale of the... and then here I am talking like a radio guy again. It's the season finale. Season finale of the male encounters.
Male encounters.
Of the finest kind. Oh, live kind. Well, we have a guest. You know, it's a two banger for. Oh, that sounds nasty. For Randy, he was with us last week. We decided to make him a part of the close or our show finale. I'll get my radio. Our show finale radio voice going. But yeah, it's male encounters of the life kind. And we're kind of continuing with Randy. We were off mic and got into some heavy duty conversation, and I think we should elaborate on. What do you think, Ken?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you said he was a wealth of information. I didn't realize he was like a shitload of information.
Yeah. he's the human nature shaman.
Shaman. I get shaman.
I guess. Is that the right word?
I don't know.
Something like that. Magic man.
Ask Randy. He knows.
I don't know words good.
We're talking to Randy Large again. Not Randy Collins, but
no.
Randy Large and Ken Collins.
Yeah, we finally worked that out during the break as well. So
yeah, finally. Yeah. But... What were you guys talking about? Well, I was trying to do something. I feel bad. I feel like a little stepchild, a bastard stepchild over here. Not because you guys are talking and I'm trying to do stuff. And what the heck? It was interesting stuff. I can't keep an ear on this and you at the same time. So don't forget that, Ken. And going forward, okay?
I got you.
If I'm not looking at you, I'm not hearing you.
Okay. Well, what were we talking about? Favorite color, something like that?
Yeah, I think so. I was saying blue and or maybe green. I wasn't sure.
I thought it was something.
My butt looking these jeans. I don't know. I don't remember what it was.
I didn't notice when you walked. I'm trying to notice that stuff. It was something about it, some kind of pill or something. I don't know.
Oh, red pill. That's right.
Oh.
Yeah. Intersexual dynamics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So explain intersexual dynamics.
Yeah, this has got my radar up.
Explain it, I don't know, but it's men are men and women are women, and at our root that's probably what we are. And I mean, not to disparage anybody who's in the middle there,
sure,
but
absolutely,
we have
not
instincts,
never.
Right, we have instincts, and we have kind of some encoding that drives a lot of our behavior, and I've ended up using a lot of that in business, but even in the dating world it's been interesting to see.
Right.
Yeah, I had a friend who's gone now, but there was a group of us that got together every week for about 4 or 5 years. It was guys' night, and we'd go out and we'd have dinner together, and then we'd go shoot some pool at the tap room, and we just made it a regular event. And so we were, at the time, everybody was single, and just kind of discussing how do you date? How do you find the right woman? How do you get a good relationship? So we all had some great discussions around that. And one of the guys started suggesting we look into some of the red pill. And I think that kind of evolved from, pickup artists in the 70s and the techniques that they learned. And then it began to, people began to ask, well, why do these things work? Or is it just, doesn't work? And so we all kind of on our own, or most of us, started kind of studying it and getting a little bit more into, well, what does work? And my friend, man, did he take it to heart. And so he was in his mid-60s. And
I be taking notes?
Yeah.
We're not talking about me, because I...
And he had just had his heart broken, and he was just really torn up. It affected him. As a matter of fact, he went off the radar for like 3 months. He didn't return texts or calls or anything. And so when he came back into the group, he started kind of sharing what he had gone through. And I think that was the impetus to start kind of understanding why do relationships evolve the way they do. And so... he started really studying up on it, and his focus was more on picking up women, and so he dove in, and that guy got more tail than anybody.
Hold on, let me get my notebook.
We should record this.
And I mean, he's a great guy, nice person. He was a wonderful spirit, but he just focused on getting laid, and man, did it work for him. I mean, it worked. And so I went a different route, just to try to understand why men do what they do, why women do what they do, and to try to understand the greater picture. He had a more focused goal.
And, right.
And I think we both succeeded in our own way. But, you know, some of the little tidbits that he picked up, and I just saw him pick up beautiful women and was just shocked at he could do it. And I'll tell you one of the techniques that he talked about, and that was, you know, if there's a really attractive woman, let's say in a bar, well, every guy is going to come up to her and tell her how beautiful she is, right? Because that's just, and so that doesn't even get through her filter anymore, unless it's somebody she's really attracted to, right? Then it gets through. But
if they're
kind of
ugly like me,
they're going to ignore it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so how do you get through that noise and get her attention? Well, it's what they call
different.
A neg hit, right? Yeah. So you say, that's a beautiful dress. I think my grandmother had one like that, right? Now,
you're talking about the guy from the Big Bang Theory. He was talking about throw out some negs. You know who I'm talking about. Howard.
Yeah.
Was it Howard?
I don't remember which one.
Yeah, but you talk about throwing out some negs.
Yeah, he was a pickup artist, right?
Yeah.
Funny,
yeah.
He's gay.
So it does work.
Yeah, in real life.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. And so it's like it might piss her off a little bit, right? But you got a reaction, and it's an emotional reaction on top of that.
Right.
So you're out of that noise, and you're above.
Yeah, your foot's in the door.
It got
that's
through
exactly
the mute
right.
button.
That's right.
And
what you do after that is gonna, you know,
right.
That's where skill comes in. But up to that point, now you've gotten her attention, and. I went on a trip to a football game in Denver with another group of guys, and there were a couple of college kids that were highly studied in it. And it was interesting because they were talking to me about it. I said, tell me more. Tell me how this works, you know. And one guy is actually standing behind me, and we're in a bar, and he's calling a play. And there's a guy who's doing it, and he's telling me exactly what's happening as it's happening. Now, I that left a bad taste in my mouth. I mean, not literally, because, you know, I didn't pay him that way, but but it was so.
I need a badump bump.
Yeah.
I think I might even have. Hold on, think I might even have it. Okay, I do. Wait, here we go. Okay, go.
Okay. So it was so manipulative, and it cared zero for the woman that was affected in that exchange, you know, and it was it. It didn't feel right to me, right? But it worked. I mean, they succeeded in what they were trying to do. And so I thought, well, there is a lot to this. I need to understand it more. I just have to understand how to incorporate this knowledge into my own personal ethics and what I feel is right and what's not right, you know? So there's a lot of stuff you have to just throw by the side because I'm not willing to do that. But it doesn't mean it doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
There are truths, and there are truths that we don't like, but they're both truths.
That's right. That's
so,
I'm kind of, you have my curiosity up, okay? Can you see the hair standing up on the back of my head there? So what? I'm not looking for Mrs. right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for Mrs. period, long term.
Right.
Okay, and I think that for women that are established, that are older, I used to date women that were way too young for me.
Mm-hmm. The problem with them is they eventually want to speak.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Right.
But I'm looking for Mrs. Long Term, okay? I mean, I'm looking for somebody that I'd like to settle down with. My own ethics tells me that I probably should be married and that kind of thing. So you said you went to a different approach than to just get laid every night.
Right.
So what did you, give me your secret, Mandy. Do you have a steady girl now?
I'm in a relationship now, yeah.
Okay. And how long can I get really personal?
But I am not married.
Okay.
And I would probably encourage you not to do so. But that's just me. That's just me.
Yeah, I've been through two of them myself.
It's like, get married, is this the line where I give away half my shit?
Right.
No, prenups are in the
case. <I don't know. laughs>
Not all women are like that now. Come on.
There's a red pill term for that. It's NAWALT. Not all women are like that.
All right, but
trust me, women are like that.
Wow. This boy's been burnt big time. I didn't think anybody had been burnt as bad as I have. But
I would say all men are like it too. Right?
Well, absolutely.
We are how we are.
We're hardwired that way.
We are. And it's not that we can't overcome that. We do all the time.
Yeah.
As you were saying earlier, you know, we're animals, but we have risen above animals because we have restraint.
Right.
Right.
And if you look at every religion since the beginning of time, it's really preaching restraint.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true. You know, I hadn't looked at it that way, but that's exactly what religion is.
The whole concept of sacrifices. I mean, it evolved, and this is a Jordan Peterson comment, but you know, in the beginning of, if you read the stories in the beginning of the Bible, it was, I'm going to sacrifice, you know, my child, right? Mm-hmm. And human sacrifices were in most religions in prehistoric times. That was a part of the normal existence. But we've evolved as human beings, and now really the sacrifice is our time. You know, we sacrifice today to have something more tomorrow, right? And that's the evolution of human beings, is it being able to hold back those instincts and actually build something and create something and do something larger than yourself. And that, I think, is where sacrifice comes in. I mean, if I would be, you know, 800 pounds if I didn't sacrifice what I wanted every day.
That's right? Why I'm 400 pounds. Okay, well, now you're avoiding the subject, man. Or my question.
Okay, go ahead and answer the question.
Okay.
Or ask it.
Well, I
do
wanna,
I have to tell the truth? Go ahead.
No, you can tell whatever you want. And I will ascertain whether I want to use it or not. But you've been in this.
Somebody just found out I was in a relationship with her. So.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let her know the name of the podcast. So. Yeah.
Oh, so it's unbeknownst to her.
Just friends, right?
Yeah. Well, in that case, I'm in about 3 relationships, okay? Okay, good. Unbeknownst to them.
You slept. Yeah.
Surprise! Yeah.
Now I've lost my whole train. You did that on purpose, didn't you? You some bitch. What worked for you? I mean, you don't seem to me like the type that wants. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Ken might be able to answer quicker, but you don't seem like the type that likes to sleep with a different woman every night.
No, I need to have a connection. Actually.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm looking for too. So. Yeah. What?
Connection.
Yeah, well, no, that too.
It's radio, baby.
Told you we needed to have Randy on the show.
I'll never be able to sell this show to KSJE. I can say that. That's right. I've sold my other one, but I don't think this one's ever going to make it.
Wow.
Okay. Now I've lost my whole train of thought again. The whole
for me.
How do you do it? Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
How do I do what though?
Yeah. No. I mean.
What? What is
I'm not
your,
an expert.
What is?
An expert is just a drip under pressure, man. Right.
Or somebody who knows more and more about less and less.
Exactly.
There are some things we were kind of talking about this break. I think.
Thank you, Ken, for bailing my ass out.
There's some base level functions. As humans, we layer all kinds of things, complications, and morals and societal norms and filters and all kinds of stuff like that. We layer all that on there because we're humans. But aside from that, we have these base things that sometimes we can recognize that those base things are reacting to things, and sometimes we can't. And that kind of dictates human behavior.
Right.
People who recognize things and know how to handle them or how to react to them or how to exercise restraint and all that kind of stuff.
How do you do that?
But those base things.
I don't like to exercise, much less restraint.
You strap yourself to the couch and then you try and get out over and over and over again. That's exercise restraint.
I thought you were saying, giving me a good.
I hear restraint and I think, does that cost extra?
Yeah. Exactly.
But so we have those base things in there, and what you were just talking about with some of the red pill stuff, it's tapping into those base things.
Right.
And then you were mentioning that you weren't exactly comfortable with some ways of doing that. It didn't fit kind of your ethics and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So you have a different way of doing that. The things that are there are all the same way. It's just how do you react to them? How do you decide to use them if you have knowledge of them?
Right.
You know, that fits within your moral code and things like that.
Right.
So I think that's what he's asking is what.
So he gets the big bucks.
What do you do? What's kind of your overall philosophy on dating and using those things? If you're looking for someone, if someone out there is looking for someone, what would be if someone thought
long term
if someone thought like you do,
yeah.
What would they do?
Well, you got to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you have to.
That's not what I want in the door, but.
That's right.
Well, the door.
So the techniques can give you a shot, right?
Right.
At getting someone's attention that you're attracted to.
Right.
Get them interested in you. And, you know, the bottom line is there has to be chemistry. One of the hardest truths for me was, you know, when you're growing up, you're kind of conditioned to believe that, you know, men are practical and women are emotional, right? And that, in terms of relationship, it's the woman that has the dreams and everything, and the guys are like, you know, just kind of getting drug along. And I've, you know, that whole Disney idea of, you know, the prince is kind of aloof and the princess is so in love and everything else. And I'm not saying that's not true and it doesn't happen, but I think in the reality of the truth is that they're the exact opposite. I think women are much more practical than men understand.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, absolutely. I would agree with that.
They make decisions based on their best interests more than they make emotional decisions. Now, there's a whole subset of women who don't do that.
Right.
For example, women in abusive relationships.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
A lot of women make a calculated decision as to whether or not they're going to fall in love with someone.
Yeah.
And
Early
on, pretty mm-hmm. quick, right?
Yeah.
And so it's more of a... And I think men are more of the romantics, believe it or not. I think we have a romantic view of love that's a lot less practical than a woman's view of love.
I would agree with that, yeah.
I would too. Yeah. All right, hold that thought. We're going to come back. Let's take our break here real quick.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Hello. My name's David Mills, owner-operator of Inner West Concepts, which makes me the executive producer, director, chief bottle washer, and co-host of some wonderful podcasts, my flagship one being The Wake Up Call. I can assist you in setting up or even fine-tuning your current podcast. My team of two can even do radio commercials for your organization. Check out my website, innerwestconcepts.com. I've been getting the word out since 1970. Yes, I'm that old. Let us help you spread your word, among other things. Check it out today, innerwestconcepts.com.
Don't worry, be happy.
The mics are live, but I don't know that you guys care. Listen, here's what I wanted to say. This may be like a, I don't know, show that I'm not as manly as I would like to portray myself. But I'm not necessarily looking for that one-night stand. I'm looking mm-hmm. for more. I want that mm-hmm. connection that mm-hmm. you're talking about. I want a connection with a woman. I want to get to know a woman. I want to be share things with from sex to kinky sex to what she likes to do. And, mm-hmm. you know, and that's extremely difficult, I think, for a lot of people to understand. I mean, is that even done these days? I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I don't think it's difficult. In a relationship.
There are certain types of people. There are people who are at different stages in their life, right? And so there are the people that they're not really looking for that. They just want to have fun. Yeah. Men and women, they just, you know, they're just looking for somebody, the Mr. or Mrs. right now. And then there are other people who are in different stages of their life, and they're looking for, you know, they don't want to bother with all that. It's exhausting.
I may have my man card taken away from me.
I don't
want to do a one night stand. I'm not a one and done kind of guy.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
I want to know that person before I even get to into that stage.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I made so many mistakes. I mean, I have three exes. The first one was my high school sweetheart, and we're still friends to this day. And that wasn't a mistake. Mm-hmm. It was I screwed up with that deal, but the other ones have been, I shouldn't use the word mistake, but
you didn't get the outcome you wanted.
No, it didn't end up the way that I'd like. But I was a rescuer. Mm-hmm. You know, I came in. They were damaged. I thought I could fix them. Instead of working on myself. Yeah. I never worked on myself.
Yeah. I think that's a relatively common theme with men, to be the rescuer, to kind of take that role, you know?
Yeah, but I never looked inward.
My whole point. Self,
yeah.
It does, but I never looked at myself. I needed fixing worse than they did.
Sure. Yeah, you
know, so the last 10 years have been fixing my, you know, I'm the kind of guy I'd like to hang out with.
Oh, we're all messed up. Everyone on this planet is messed up to some degree.
But it's taken this amount of time to feel that way, you know? Yeah. But I don't know. I guess I'm looking for that, the right, and I don't know if pickup line is the right thing, but and this would be a question for both of you. How do you maintain your relationship now, Randy, that she's going to know? And I know Jerry already knows because she's a fan of the show.
Course, yeah, she is. Yeah.
but how do you? I mean, what do you do to maintain that? I mean, how do you feed off of one another? I guess is the best way I know to put that.
Well, I think if you see someone you're attracted to, you could walk up to them and say, you know what, I find you very attractive, right? And she can say, well, I don't find you attractive. You say, okay, well, I just wanted you to know, right?
Right, right.
And you move on. It doesn't matter. I mean, one of that friend of mine who was very successful, he was working the numbers. So anytime we'd go out, if there were 16 women in the bar, he was going to make 16 approaches every single night.
And there was a chance one of them would
work. I could have brought my mother to the bar, and he would have hit on it because it was just a numbers game for
him. There's a name for guys like that.
Yeah, whores.
Yeah. Man whores. No, I meant the MF word.
it's just being honest and communicating, but only being so honest. And here's what I mean by that, is that this is, I think, an important distinction for men to understand. Okay, what you just described. I mean, I was going to joke around with you, when you were saying, you know, well, I'm just looking for this and this and this. I was going to say, have you considered turning gay?
Right? Yeah. I have. Doubles my dating chances.
That's right. That's right.
No, not gay. I'd be bi.
But I think that there is a desire in women for the masculine, okay? And I think you see a lot more masculine women out in the world because there are a lot more feminine men. And so they're kind of trying to
fill the gap.
A natural balance. But what you have to worry about is when you're communicating what you want, and those things you just talked about are really feminine things, right? That's what I look for too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that's the part of the feminine that I really enjoy.
I got
earrings
too.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but you know, so, but generally, feminine women are attracted to masculine men.
Yeah.
And if you come in with strong feminine, it's going to turn women off because they're going to sense that as weakness. And so the strength is what is that primitive, the masculine energy is that primitive quick word that happens, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's that that type of energy that you want to project, and to talk about spending your life together and doing all these, you know, wonderful things and having this deep connection, it might send the wrong signal.
Right.
I mean, that's what you mean
by being so honest.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
I wouldn't say it all.
Don't lay it all out there.
That's right.
I was dating this lady. Absolutely thought, you know, we had a great connection. We got along well. sex is off the table at this point, okay? And so I made the mistake of telling, we were at my house, we were in the living room, just kind of leisurely, and it was a conversation, and you know, she's like feeling comfortable with me, she says so, I feel comfortable with her, I can see where the conversation's going, and I said something to her about, you know, I'm looking for long-term relationship. I mean, I'm looking for somebody that I could actually marry.
Whoops.
Exactly. Wait, hold on. I have cricket sounds in here. Right. When I said that to her, this is what I got. Wait.
Yeah.
But it ruined that. And yeah. I think to myself as I look back, because I really liked her. Mm-hmm. I think as I look back, if I'd waited a little while longer, if we'd have just, you know, and had the relations that we needed to have and get that out of the way.
Yeah, because if you're there, just pull her hair a little bit, smack that ass. That's going to send that masculine signal. It'll be stronger. And then, and you know what's even better is have her tell you that that's what she's looking for. That's what I would go for.
Thoughts and expressions on this show are not necessary then.
Why let her know what you want? Let her guess. Let her guess.
What was that? Grab her hair, smack her ass. That's right. What an order first.
Not too hard. A little bit. Maybe a little hand around the throat.
I think that speaks.
Sploosh.
Wow.
I think that talks to what we were mentioning earlier, that women they go through a much more.
We just lost all our lady listeners.
They go through a much more calculated decision-making process, right? They go through a more calculated decision-making process in that, and men are kind of these days prone to like ideas of romanticism and
overshare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, overshare, yeah. And big. Mm-hmm. I've scared a lot of women by making the grand gestures, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'm not ready for that. Right. and that kind of oversharing kind of thing is kind of fits right into that when they're not at that stage. They're kind of in the evaluation stage, and this is what it is, and I like them, and whatever. And what do you said something with marriage in the world in the sentence? I'm about.
It's for me. That's why I was dating younger women, because they were ready.
Sure.
The women now closer to my age is what I'm dating, and they have homes. They own their own home. They're well established.
Yeah,
you know, they don't need me. And I'm not looking. Now I've determined I'm not looking for somebody that needs me.
Yeah,
I want somebody that wants me in their life, and we can share our lives together. Yeah. I may not agree with everything they do. They're not going to agree with everything I do, but it's that time, and we've had this conversation too. Is agree to disagree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
And that's the kind of relationship that I'm looking for. And I am seeing a lady out of Durango that I think, as long as I don't push too hard, and I know she's going to listen to this, and you know, she's going to say, "What do you mean you're seeing me? I'm not going to hear it now." But she's also forgiving, sure. So she I've known her for years. I've known her since the '90s. Right, and she was married when I first met her, so we really nothing ever. But there was always some kind of connection between the two of us. And now that she's not married,
right?
So I know it. So she knows how I am. She knows my nature. So I think it's a nice fit, but I have to learn not to push.
Yeah,
to let it happen naturally, which is a hard thing for me to do. I'm a want it now kind of guy.
Yeah, I have a great life, and. I enjoy my time. I get to choose what I do with my time. I have a career that's very fulfilling. Gives me a lot of opportunity to make a difference in the world. I think I have a great life. I appreciate it. And for someone to come in and make it better is the minimum, right? I don't need somebody who is just looking
make
to
messy.
Make it messier. I'm looking for somebody who's going to make it better.
Right, improve upon it.
Yeah, and so, and it's...
And you want to do the same thing for them.
I naturally do the same thing in any relationship I am, but they have to earn that. And I think one of the biggest... epiphanies I had was that I should get what I want. I was having a conversation with a woman 6 or 8 months ago over dinner with some friends, and she said, "Okay, well, Randy, tell me what you want in a woman." And I said, "I want a woman who wants to please me. That's what I want." And it sounded selfish coming out of my mouth, but it's the truth. Right?
No.
because, and she goes, well, what about her? I said, well, she's going to get pleased. Trust me on this one, right? But because I know
I can handle it.
I'm going to do the grand gestures, right? Yeah. I'm gonna do things to try to. There's going to be coffee for her in the morning, right? And I'm going to take her to places, and we're going to do great things together. I know I'm going to do that. What is she going to do for me? Okay.
And, what do you bring into the party?
That's right. That's right. And I think that men have lost that part of the equation, and they think I have to do all these grand gestures and do everything. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
She's got to earn this relationship too. It should be balanced. And I'm not saying she should do more than me. I'm saying that she should do a lot because I'm going to do a lot.
Yeah. You know, it's similar to kind of the journey that I finally got to was I noticed in all of my failed relationships that I was the pleaser. I love women, and mm-hmm. so I focus intently on them, and whatever you want, you're going to get it.
Right.
And so I would mold my life around the women that I was dating and
couples and lose
that I was married to. Yeah, and I would lose myself. And it never worked out because, well, the two that I married were absolutely certifiably insane. And then the ones that I was dating, it just didn't work out.
Your picker don't work?
No, it's just, exactly. I had to go real, you know, who am I picking the wrong people? Am I sniffing out the crazy ones? Or, like, what is happening here? And so anyway, I finally got to the point to where, you know what, this obviously is not working. I've gotten to this point in my life, and this ain't worked yet. And so I'm going to stop doing that. I am me. I am Ken, and if you don't like it, you ain't for me. Get lost. I'm not changing me. I am not changing who I am ever again.
Well, I don't think you should ever go into a relationship thinking you could change the other person either.
No.
You don't want a woman that wants to do that to you, right?
And that has been a relatively common theme. Not everybody, but that has been a relatively common theme of women going into relationships, well, he's obviously broken. I've got to change this and this and this and this. And no.
I'm broken and I'm damn happy to be broken. Yeah.
I might be busted, but I ain't changing, man.
Yes, right.
I'll evolve, but based on my own terms, not someone else's.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're at the end again. Randy, you got anything you'd like to add towards the end?
I would just say don't hate me.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, he's a likable guy. I very personable. Don't hate him. I don't think, do you think he said anything for anybody to hate him?
Oh, it's going to piss some people off. I guarantee you. My mission in life is to make people uncomfortable.
Whenever
we can have a whole show about that.
Yeah.
Well, we want to invite you back next season. Yeah. And we'll... Yeah, this is the kind of stuff I'm thinking, Ken, is this the kind of stuff we want on the male encounters of the life kind?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, we think so. Let's hope that we get some downloads, and they think so, too. You can write us. What's our email address? Mail encounters.
Mailencounterslifekind@gmail.com.
Mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com.
Go on the website. It's on there.
Yeah, there you go. Hit the website.
The website
is?
interwestconcepts.com.
And let me tell you, I got a guy. I know a guy. If you need a website design, I know a guy.
Do you?
Got a guy who designs my websites. It's terrific.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Go back to sleep, kid. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate you taking time out of your day, man.
Thanks for inviting me.
Ken, you got any words of wisdom you want to depart with?
No, I could leave it on. I watched with Jerry last night, As Good As It Gets, that movie, right? Jack Nicholson, Helen Hunt.
Oh, that movie.
It's actually kind of a relatable, based on these conversations we've just had, quote that he had in there was so wrong, but so incredibly funny. He was asked by a fan, how do you write women so well? And he said, I think of a man. And then I remove reason and accountability. Oh, my God. It just cracks me up.
I'm getting you out with that.
Okay.
excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.